The team.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
92.1 FM, Lansing's sports talk leader.
Welcome back to The Drive with Jack and the Team, 92.1 FM. Today's show brought to you by Church Weibel, Lansing's premier personal injury attorney for more than 63 years. I'm again joined by Graham Couch, sports columnist for the Lansing State Journal. And that theme music can only mean it's time for Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the master of assessments. First of all, John, congratulations on the birth of your grandson. John, would this be John the Third?
No, it's John Donald. We each have different middle names.
Okay, John Donald.
Yes.
John Donald was early to the world, wanted to be here for this Michigan State-Michigan game.
Well, he definitely did because he is here. How does that sound?
How many weeks early?
He, about 12 weeks, actually. So he came at 3 pounds, ready to go, but he's in great shape over at Sparrow. So things are very, very good for him. Good-looking guy. In fact, they think he... They told John he looked like him, but then the nurses came back and really said he looked like me. So I said, okay, I didn't want to tell him, though.
Well, psychologically, you have to take care of the father. What about taking care of the Michigan State fan base? And Graham said he sensed over the weekend a little panic. Should there be panic?
Well, here's what I have found. I've had a chance to talk to Michigan people. We were in Grand Haven, and I saw they brought out some of the old hats they were wearing. And I actually talked to a number of people. Someone even claimed to be a relative of Hoke. I think they're really very confident about this game, even a little smug. And maybe that's good. I mean, if you want your team to win, they've been through so much havoc and everything that I definitely see a... We're back, and remember you talked about that trained chimpanzee should win a certain amount of games. Yeah. Well, he's certainly quit drinking and taking pot, it looks like. I mean, he clearly is back at the helm. So I think they're ready, they're smug, they're happy. And I also was at that 12-10 game that Graham was talking about when, boy, they couldn't have been any happier when they won that game with the field goal. That still bothers me, but, you know, you kind of live with these things and go along with it. So they're ready to go.
John, who's under more pressure this week?
Well, you
Spartans
know,
or the Wolverines?
I actually think the Wolverines are, believe it or not. I've been thinking about this because we're really kind of established nationally right now. And I mean, I think that Ohio State game was titanic, the one, you know, the in terms of winning the Big Ten championship. I think the Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl. I think this is a huge game. I think right now, though, Michigan wants to try to get some reestablishments of some power in their own state. You have to really try to control your own state, as you know, Graham was mentioning before. So I think there's a lot of pressure on both, but I actually feel that personally that there's more pressure on them to win, because I still think, even with this loss, as hard as it is to believe, that there's still a lot for Michigan State to play for, including that November 21st game.
Well, I agree. I mean, this what's actually helped, and the Michigan State fans, this is a good team now they're playing. This is a team that's, if you lose this game on the road and it's competitive, this is the loss you can withstand and still get to the playoff if everything were to shake out right. If you were to get healthy in time, beat Ohio State. Now, the problem is Ohio State has not looked very good. And so that win, you know, it's going to be interesting. You're going to have to win the division still, which wouldn't be a given anymore, and then win the Big Ten championship game. And at some point start doing things impressively enough that you got in. But I absolutely don't think this is the end-all, be-all of the season, which would be sort of a weird scenario, wouldn't it? If Michigan State's first playoff berth and try to take a – came out a year that this – they lose to Harbaugh and Michigan fans are all smug, and Michigan fans would hold that over whatever Michigan State did the rest of the way, certainly.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think once everybody comes back and is on board – to play, I think that will only help the team. Now, I'm not at all conceding this game, because I think this is when D'Antonio is at his best, and I think that Cook, really, the guy really can play when the game is on the line. Some of those passes were really amazing. DiNardo calling them NFL passes. I think anybody who's there, Michigan hasn't seen anything like that. My concern really is special teams if it comes down to being a fairly close kind of a game. But at this point, I think D'Antonio's going to love this because everybody's loving Michigan right now, and Michigan's loving themselves. and you've got Spartan fans a little, you know, ready for the game, but still going, ooh, this is going to be tough with the injuries. Who knows who's going to play? Who knows what's going to be happening? And, you know, we're not used to watching Cook get knocked down a bunch of times, and that clearly happened a number of times this week. I give him credit. He just stood in there and pretty
John,
kept throwing the ball.
I want you to dissect our friend Tom Crawford, who just sent me a text that said, oh, my God, Graham and Jack calling Harbaugh, quote, unprofessional yesterday at the presser. What a Sparty slappy both of you are. You guys are the WTKA and steroids fan media, no different than Rico and I. Ha!
Well, we love Tom. God bless him, you know.
If he's on your couch right now, like, diagnose what's going on. Because Tom is one of those people that, I don't know Tom's religious
faith. Was Tom at the press conference yesterday?
He was not. But I don't know his religious faith. But I guarantee you Jesus is a distant second to Harbaugh right now.
I'll tell you one thing. If Michigan wins this game Saturday, they are going to be selling holy water at Michigan Stadium for $14 a bottle.
Well, and old Yost won't be happy with that with his view on Catholics. But anyway, yeah, I think you are absolutely right. I actually find this such a fascinating matchup. And our old buddy Tom, you know, we love old Crawford, but he clearly is a Michigan guy, and I actually love him for that because he's a real one all the way around. But here he's even picking on you guys, calling you Rico. I see that as a compliment. You two might not see it as a compliment.
No, we don't. That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
John, thanks so much, and I know that you're going to be ready for this game. You're going to have your game face on for this one. And will you be in Ann Arbor?
You know, with the little boy, the new little boy, we're actually staying here in town. So he's here for the Michigan game, but he wants us to stay here. So we're going to be here, but we're going to watch it. And I am really in a buoyant mood getting ready for this game.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us, and give our best to your son and grandson.
Well, for sure, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. We will be back in just a couple minutes. It's our At Issue Hour. And Terry Denbo, longtime university administrator, will join us. Larry Lage coming up at 3:30. It's a Drive with Jack on the Team 92.1 FM.